These days, COVID testing comes in many forms, in clinics, drive-thrus, and now, maybe even your neighbor's lawn. WKNO's Katie Reardon recently visited a neighborhood gathering all centered around a test tube.
Okay, guys, y'all have done this before. You know the drill.
Yeah,
okay.
15
Step over there.
Jeff Warren is a doctor and also on the Memphis City Council. And he set up his own COVID testing station on his front yard on Buena Vista Street in Midtown.
We hope to be the Buena Vista model.
He means a model for what's called assurance or surveillance testing. Here, the tight-knit residents of the neighborhood, along with their commingling children, test for COVID-19 as a group, or pod. It's a strategy to catch asymptomatic carriers of the virus and reduce spread.
And you're going to put it about that far into your nose, about a centimeter, and you're going to swab it around.
Warren collects 20 swabs in a single test tube, which he drops off at the lab Poplar Healthcare. If the test is negative, everyone is fine. If it's positive, the group knows that at least one of them has the virus. Each person would then need to individually get tested on their own.
Make sure it's up far enough, buddy. 13, 14, 15. Next nostril.
For Amanda Gibson and her family, the weekly testing is another way to live as safely as possible during the pandemic.
You know, if anyone were to get infected, we'd be able to stop it quickly before it spread throughout the group.
Each 20-person kit is $100. Poplar Healthcare and the City of Memphis are promoting the testing as a cost-effective extra safety tool for people who regularly interact. They've signed up about 30 area businesses, organizations, and churches for similar schemes. Poplar Healthcare CEO Jim Sweeney says it's not for people who think they might be sick or recently have been, but rather...
You want to use pod testing and pool testing in generally healthy people, socially distancing, masking, taking good care of themselves.
Like the residents of Buena Vista.
Put your mask back up. Come wash your hands again.
Who all tested negative this go-round. But with a vaccine still on the distant horizon, there are still many more rounds to go. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.